Nirantara, Mayar Pitatmana Pumsho, Mayi, Sanyasta, Karmana, Napashyami, Parambhutam, Akartu, Samadarshanat, Tasman Mayar Pita Shesha, Kriyatatma Nirantara, Mayar Pitatmana Pumsho, Mayi Sanyasta Karmana, Napashyami Parambhutam, Akartu Samadarshanat, Tasman Mayar Pita Shesha, Kiyartatma Nirantara, Mayar Pitatmana Pumsho, Mayi Sanyasta Karmana, Napashyami Parambhutam, Akartu Samadarshanat. Word for translation. Tasmat.
Tasmat.
Than him.
Mayi.
Unto me.
Unto me.
Arpita.
Arpita.
Offered.
Offered.
Ashesha.
Ashesha.
All.
All.
Kriya.
Kriya.
Actions.
Actions.
Artha.
Artha.
Wealth.
Wealth.
Atma.
Atma.
Life. Soul.
Life. Soul.
Nirantara.
Nirantara.
Without cessation.
Without cessation.
Mayi.
Mayi.
Unto me.
Unto me.
Arpita.
Arpita.
Offered.
Offered.
Atmana.
Atmana.
Whose mind.
Whose mind.
Pumsha.
Pumsha.
Than a person.
Than a person.
Mayi.
Mayi.
Unto me.
Unto me.
Sanyasta.
Sanyasta.
Dedicated.
Dedicated.
Karmana.
Karmana.
Whose activities?
Activities.
Na.
Na.
Not.
Not.
Pashyami.
Pashyami.
I see.
I see.
Param.
Param.
Greater.
Greater.
Bhutam.
Bhutam.
Living entity.
Living entity.
Arkatu.
Arkatu.
Without proprietorship.
Without proprietorship.
Sama.
Sama.
Same.
Same.
Darshanat.
Darshanat.
Whose vision?
Vision.
Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, I do not find a greater person than he who has no interest outside of mine, and who therefore engages and dedicates all his activities and all his life, everything unto me without cessation. Please repeat. Therefore,
I do not find a greater person
than he who has no interest
outside of mine,
and who therefore engages
and dedicates all his activities
and all his life,
everything
unto me,
without cessation.
Purport by His Divine Grace Prabhupada. In this verse, the word samadarshana means that he no longer has any separate interest. The devotee's interest and the Supreme Personality of Godhead's interest are one. For example, Lord Chaitanya, in the role of a devotee, also preached the same philosophy. He preached that Krishna is a worshipful Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that the interest of his pure devotees is the same as his own. Sometimes Mayavadi philosophers, due to a poor fund of knowledge, define the word samadarshana to mean that a devotee should see himself as one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is foolishness. When one thinks himself one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there's no question of serving him. When there's service, there must be a master. Three things must be present for there to be service: the master, the servant, and the service. Here it is clearly stated that he who has dedicated his life, all his activities, his mind and soul, everything for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord is considered to be the greatest person. The word akartu means without any sense of proprietorship. Everyone wants to act as the proprietor of his actions so that he can enjoy the result. A devotee, however, has no such a desire. He acts because the personality of Godhead wants him to act in a particular way. He has no personal motive. When Lord Chaitanya preached Krishna consciousness, it was not with the purpose that people would call him Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rather, he preached that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and should be worshipped as such. A devotee who is a most confidential servant of the Lord never does anything for his personal account, but does everything for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. It is clearly said, therefore, Mayi Sanyasta Karmana. The devotee works, but he works for the Supreme. It is also stated, Mayar Pitatmana. He gives his mind unto me. These are the qualifications of a devotee who, according to this verse, is accepted as the highest of all human beings. Om Agyana Chimanandasya Agyanam Vinashaya Kaya Chakshurimitam Yena Tasmay Shri Guruvay Namah Namah Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Krishna Bhutale Shimati Tamah Krishna Goswami Niti Namine Namah Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Krishna Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Nivata Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasati Devi Guhravani Pacharini Nimi Shisha Sivari Pashkachati Shatarini Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukham Kruti Vacharam Pamam Lagiti Gim, Yat Kripata Maham Vande, Shivam Yatanam. So I'm going to read the verse again, translation. Therefore, I do not find a greater person than he who has no interest outside of mind, and who therefore engages and dedicates all his activities and all his life, everything unto me without cessation. Now, Hare Krishna, everybody. Thank you for coming, and hopefully, by your mercy, your blessings, something of value will manifest. I can only speak from my own lowly level of no realization. And Krishna being who he is, I thought I was going to speak on verse 32. It turns out to be 33. And I just remembered this morning how Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would tell his disciples, do not even prepare for classes that you are about to give. Just depend on Krishna. He carries what we lack and he protects what we have. So I just hope he's carrying what I'm lacking, if he has noticed me. So the previous chapter, if we have read, I mean, you've been doing the previous chapter, it's about, there's a big portion of the previous chapter that describes the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I was reading through it yesterday, and it was just quite amazing, this description that is given. It's so personal and graphical. The Supreme Personality of Godhead laughs. When he laughs, his teeth are like rows of jasmine buds. His nipples are like blue emerald, polished, but reflecting white. Why? Because the string of pearls that he's wearing on his neck is milky white. So incredible. His curly hair is sitting on his polished cheeks. He's a person, definitely. And now this 29th chapter starts with Devahuti asking, but how do we do this devotional service so as to connect with this Supreme Personality who is a person? He's not just theory that we read in a book. He's not just an idea that we aspire for. There's a real process there. So how do we do that? So Lord Kapila details different things. And the verse before that, he's explaining who is the topmost, who is better. And finally, in this verse, he's explaining that the one who has dedicated everything to him, he's the best of all. One of the lectures of Srila Prabhupada that we heard reasonably recently, Prabhupada is saying to be Krishna conscious means to be engaged in devotional service 24 hours a day without deviation, without cessation. I mean, do we understand what it means? Again, the same point is there. It's real. It's not an idea that we read, oh, it sounds really nice, good poetry. When will I come to that platform that I can actually engage in that devotional service 24 hours a day, even while sleeping? There's an interesting thing that happens to a lot of the devotees who serve in kirtan. Is sometimes when there is particularly long kirtans, 12 hours, like let's say 12-hour kirtan, we normally make a vow to sit for a certain number of hours in kirtan, not just because the person is talented or famous or the melody is nice. No, we sit in kirtan because the holy name, the mantra, is the most important. The mantra is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Without the mantra, everything is zero, useless. So when we do that, and kirtan ends at 10 o'clock at night, we go home to sleep, the kirtan keeps going in the mind, and you cannot sleep. It goes on and on and on, sometimes for hours, and 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, you haven't slept. It's not because of supreme attachment. Don't think it is that. It's just the body got conditioned. The body is a machine after all. It just got conditioned and it's just what was going on. If it was out of attachment, we would wake up refreshed instead of tired. So, okay. So now we understand who is that highest of person who is able to 100% dedicate all his actions, words, his mind to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, he also explains, Kapila Dev, actually, that devotional service is executed on different platforms according to the qualification of the executioner, right? And the one on the highest platform, we know who that person is when we see his reaction to anything that has to do with Krishna. His reaction would be that his mind flows towards Krishna as naturally as the river flows to the ocean. And one who comes to that level discovers Paramatma is in his own body. So once he discovers Paramatma, he discovers himself too. Normal. And the other step from that is the awareness that every single living entity, even the ones who I don't like, have Paramatma in their hearts. And we act with that knowledge. It's a very conscious effort to be a devotee. It's not just a matter of picking my beads, attending the programs out of habit, principle, rituals, and just going on the automatic mode. It doesn't work like that. Every step is a conscious effort. Now, you know, because our service is kirtan, obviously I will see everything in relationship to kirtan. So, to understand in the most easy way how all this works in this age of Kali is chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. No other process, no other way will bring us closer, faster than the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Why do we say that? On which authority do we say that? Let's see the person, the Supreme Person who brought the mantra to this material world more than 500 years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He left 8 verses. Those 8 verses are not just good poetry or good sentiment that we just aspire for. Seems like a good idea that, you know, Chinala Pisuni Chena, yeah. Nice, you know. Oh, Prabhu, yes. I want to act humble. But normally, I am not so humble. I don't know, how does it work really? If we take the first verse, Chetto Darpanam Rajanam Bahamaha Davagni Nirvapanam, if we just analyze how it's been written, there's a chronology to it. First, chanting of the Maha Mantra, the first activity that it does is its Chetto Darpana. Chetan is consciousness, Darpana is cleaning the heart, Marjanam. So when it cleans the heart, what is the first thing that we see? Because the heart has been in the material world for countless and countless of lifetimes. Sachinandan Maharaj once said it's like black coal. The more we wash it, the blacker the water. It's like, where is, you know, forever dirt? So when we start cleaning, things come up. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, when we start this process of devotional service, we start on the platform of Vedi Sadhanam Bhakti. And on that platform, the real work is Anatta Nivritti, getting rid of unwanted things in the heart. That's the only work on that platform. We cannot talk about getting to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead independently of Anatta Nivritti. It doesn't work. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur spent 90% of his energy talking about what Krishna consciousness is not. Not this, not that, not the other one. We have to know what Krishna consciousness is not. Otherwise, we will get misled very easily. Once we know that 90% of what Krishna consciousness is not, the 10% follow easily, automatically, without any problem. So what is Krishna consciousness not? Chetodapanamarjanam, right? So cleaning the heart, so many things come up that we have to deal with. We should not become disheartened or discouraged. When impurities come in the heart and out of weakness, we fall down. Or we don't maintain the vows that we have kept. Or we make vows that we cannot keep, but we try again. Different things. We get arguments, we argue, we get angry, we get envious. We should not become disheartened. It's just a natural process of cleaning. If they don't come up, how would we know that they are even there? We are here in this material world because of a very simple reason, envy of Krishna. That will be the only thing that permeates all our actions in this material world. The world of competition is based on envy, and that's a world of the material world. And we come to Krishna consciousness with the conditioning of the material world. There's no escaping that. It's not that because we put on the dress of a devotee, we are already there. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur calls us practitioners of devotional service. Gokshodas Babaji says, in this whole universe, a Vaishnava is hardly to be seen. And we're all trying to be this one Vaishnava. But it's hardly to be seen. So where are we? What are we? We follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So once we start to clean the heart, the next thing that happens, the fire of conditional life extinguishes, which means knowledge starts to manifest. This is happening to me, it's just my karma, I deserve more, I'm getting less. It's just token, that Prabhupada would say. It's a token karma that Krishna utilizes for my own purification. Like that, spreads the rays of the benediction moon, we get blessings. We are able to taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. It starts to happen gradually. But then, we also understand, we should be feeling the presence of Krishna when we chant Hare Krishna. This is what Prabhupada says. One of the girl devotees wrote to Srila Prabhupada and asked him, Prabhupada, how should we chant Hare Krishna? And Prabhupada replied, you should chant Hare Krishna feeling the presence of Krishna. If, however, you cannot do that, then you chant Hare Krishna trying to sincerely hear yourself chant the syllables, chant the mantra. So we do not feel the presence of Krishna. Is this normal? Nam nam akari bahuda nija sarva shakti chatarmita niyamita smarane nakala. Oh my Lord, you have hundreds and thousands of names. In each and every name you have invested your full potency. They are not even hard and fast rules for chanting these names. But oh my Lord, to Devam, I am so unfortunate. Idisham ihachani nanuraga, no attraction. I'm so unfortunate that I have no attraction for any one of those names. That's my condition. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu praying. So the paradox here is when, you know, we know there's devotees on three levels, Kanishtha, Madhyam, and Uttama. A lot of times on the Kanishtha platform, we feel we have already reached there. On the Kanishtha platform, we feel I understand things in such a way that no one understands. I do my service in such a way that nobody else does. If only they would follow what I say, they would come to the same platform, the high platform that I am on. I am the best of all. Sometimes Kanishthas are very learned too. In philosophy, in scriptures. I'm already there. And Madhyama thinks, I have to work very hard to get there. Let me study nicely, let me do the whole morning program, go to class, chant very good rounds, I try at least. I'm going to go to Vaichi, I'm going to go to Vrindavan, do my Kartik Vrat. We have to work so hard to get there, but that's all right. Prabhupada said, we should at least come up to the Madhyam platform. And Uttama Adhikari thinks, no matter what I do, I'll never get there. There's nobody more fallen than I am. So is that like a sentiment that we cultivate? And actually I'm full of qualities, but I'm going to cultivate that I'm fallen. Is this what it is? Or is there a reality behind that? Chinala Bisuni China, right? We can only chant Hare Krishna from the platform of humility. So how do we get that humility? It's called the science of self-realization. Knowing ourselves. When we know ourselves, no one else knows ourselves like we do. Our weaknesses, again. The promises we make, the vows we make that we cannot keep, the anartas that we have, the impurities that permeate the heart all the time, that no one knows. Only we know that. And Krishna. And if we accept ourselves for what we are, that's the beginning of devotional service. Because when I chant Hare Krishna, when I pick up my beads to chant my rounds, from which platform will I chant? That I am somebody? I know who I am. Terrible, there can be no one worse than I am. I would think everybody knows that. Everybody who is honest looks in their heart and feels that about themselves. There's so many things that Krishna would say. Krishna tells in the Bhagavad Gita, what is the quality of a devotee? Who is a devotee? And how much do I have of that? Or how much percentage do I have of that? When Krishna says humility, pridelessness, truthfulness, different qualities of a devotee, what's the percentage that I have of all that? It's so minimal. So who can be more fallen than I? No one. Once you chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street, devoid of all sense of false prestige, how can I have any prestige, sense of prestige, when I know who I am? Only from that platform. Because the worst is not that who I am, really. The worst is, no matter what I do, it's hard to be a better person. Why, Krishna, since I joined, it doesn't seem like I have progressed anything. So from that platform, when we chant Hare Krishna, it's in a helpless state of mind. Because I have no other, I have no control. That's what it is, helpless. There is no control. Once two sannyasis went to see Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and they went to see him, telling him that we will not stay. Please give us permission to leave. And Srila Saraswati Thakur asked, why is that? And two sannyasis said, because since the day we joined, we feel we haven't progressed at all. And one of them started to cry and said, we're doing everything right. We are chanting, we are attending all the programs, we are studying very diligently, but nothing is happening, nothing has happened. So please, Guru Maharaj, give us permission to leave because we are wasting no time. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur looked at them very searchingly and said, do you really feel like that? And then they said, yes, we do. And then Srila Saraswati Thakur said, if you really actually feel like that, then you are on the right path. If you would feel that you're getting anywhere, that would be dangerous. So Chunara Bisuni Chena means, it's a real feeling. In one of the lectures of Prabhupada, he's talking about Rupa and Sanatan. They both say, we are more fallen than Jaga and Madai. And Prabhupada mentions in the lecture that a devotee doesn't speak what he doesn't feel. So when Rupa and Sanatan say we are more fallen than Jaga and Madai, it's based on a reality. What is that reality? They were in the employ of the Nawab. One of them was a treasurer. He was friend. They were friends with those who were destroying Vedic culture, who would go and kill Brahmanas, destroy temples, and one of them would be paying the salary of those people who would go and do that, cow killers. So we are more fallen than Jaga and Madai. Is based on a reality. So we have to examine ourselves and understand what is that thing that I'm the most attached to, which is detrimental to my devotional service and which I am helpless to change. Prabhu Mataji, Haribol, it's very hard for me. I'm very nervous. When the child makes noise, it just distracts me. It's my fault. I'm so sorry. So if you could please just... I'm so sorry. Yeah, to talk to Vaishnavas is not easy because you know everything already. So when we talk about our condition of humility, it's not something that we practice. It's something that is based on a reality. And now, if somehow or the other, we get it right, we chant Hare Krishna, there's a result there. Chanting Hare Krishna will always give results. And the results will always be twofold, spiritual and material. Again, we go back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What does it say? Right after Trinadapi. What is the fourth verse? Nadanam, Najanam, Nasundarim, Kavita. We start to chant Hare Krishna, we start to do the right thing in the right way, with the right mood, the right mentality, the right attitude of service. What comes is wealth, followers, the opposite sex. Also, I don't know, on my lowly level of realization, I find Sundarim not to be so much the opposite sex, but to be how good I am. My image. That would be Sundarim too. Kavita, all kinds of little things attached to it. That's what comes. If we do not see that subtle thing that's happening, we are doomed. We will be chanting Hare Krishna and watering weeds. Because chanting Hare Krishna also waters weeds. It's not only Chaitanya Darpanam. When we first come to the to devotional service, it's easy to see the gross weeds, the big ones. They go away very, very fast. But the subtle ones that start to come, we start to get attached to the recognition in the assembly of devotees. And we want that. And when we don't get it, how it burns our hearts. It's hard. To be a devotee is hard. To be a devotee, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, also Prabhupada mentions in one of the purports of Chaitanya Charitamrita, means to abnegate the self. Self-abnegation. If we understand that word with the meaning, with the intent of realizing that word, self-abnegation means I give up what I think of myself. It's almost like, in my mind, I'm at the edge of a cliff and I need to go to the other side. And in between is a chasm, deep, so deep that you can't see the bottom, is covered with fog. Somebody tells me, there's an invisible bridge, just step on it. Will I do it? How many of us will do it? I personally will probably try to feel with my hand where is that invisible bridge. Then I will try to step on it. But no, not with the hand, step on it. You give up all conception of anything. What is devotional service? Who I am? Even what is my identity as a devotee? Everything goes. I am just an instrument then, to be used by Krishna as he desires. That's very scary. Very, very scary. It means no control at all. It means that Prabhupada, who tries to establish Krishna consciousness in India, fail, everywhere fail. And then even to get that passage to go to America, so much hardships. I mean, if Krishna had a plan, why did he make it so hard? Why so difficult even to get that passage? And on the ship, two heart attacks. And Krishna comes to him in a dream. Don't worry, rowing his boat. Don't worry, everything will be all right. Then, when you read about that, about Prabhupada, how Krishna, he was the instrument of Krishna to that point. 70 years old, let's try to really think about that. We all have parents who maybe are 70 years old or more. What do we do at that age? They look for their comfort zone. You don't want to move even. You don't want noise around you. You don't want to go places. And when Prabhupada arrives in America, you would think, because Krishna came in his dream, the red carpet would be waiting for him. But no, even then, it's hardships upon hardships. The house of a meat eater, his boga in a meat eater's fridge, and nothing is happening. Nothing. So much so that he goes to New York and he thinks, okay, I'll just give it up to that time and I will leave. Because it's not meant to be. I mean, Krishna brings us to that point where, okay, I'm going. And then see how he changes it. Janma karma cha me divyam. One who understands my activities, my birth, Krishna says, doesn't take birth again in this material world after he leaves it. We cannot understand Krishna. If we can understand that we cannot understand Krishna, we start to know him. In many lectures, Srila Prabhupada says again and again, you have to get to know Krishna. Just try to know Krishna. In one lecture of Chaitanya Charitamrita, within a minute, he says that about 7 times. It's pretty amazing how much Krishna he uses. That's one of the things that important for us to do too. When Prabhupada speaks about Krishna, he speaks from the platform that he knows this person. Not from the platform of how we speak, theory from a book. You know, Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada. Just as the sun rays are extended to the mundane vision, in the same way, a self-realized soul has access to the spiritual world. They see what's going on. And they leave behind the path how to get there. So Prabhupada is one such person. He's speaking from the platform that he knows this person, Krishna. And he says, just try to know Krishna. And you can get to know Krishna from Krishna himself. He speaks about himself in the Bhagavad Gita. So, when we read the Bhagavad Gita, we start to understand. I am the source of everything. I am the seed-giving Father. With the spark of my splendor, I permeate the entire material creation. Become my devotee. Do not fear. I will protect you. This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His fearful teeth in the universal form are crushing skulls. I mean, this is worse than horror movies. And Arjuna says, I see them. The heads are stuck between your teeth. And the bodies are probably hanging out. It's such a fearful image. That's Krishna, our Lord. If we get to know him, our life starts on that path of perfection. Again, you know, too much, too often, we come to devotional service and then we become complacent. It is real. And if Krishna favors us, he will put us in front of difficulties. If nothing is happening to us, everything's all right, no problems, no fights with other devotees, no problems at work. One guru said a long time ago. He's not guru anymore, but that's stuck in my mind. Everything's going perfectly all right for us. It means we are such rascals that not even Maya cares. So when Queen Kunti is praying for let calamities come again and again, Krishna is about to leave. It's about after the battle of Kurukshetra. And during, before the battle, because they had so many difficulties, right? Krishna favored her even more than his own mother, Devaki. He saved all of her sons, but he didn't really save all the sons of his own mother. And Prabhupada writes, that's because Kunti was actually alone, whereas Devahuti had her husband. She was alone with young children. And so all through, every time they would cry out, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabaho, Krishna would come. And now they got the kingdom, he's about to leave. So let calamities come again and again, because seeing them means seeing you, O my Lord. But do we also understand the kind of calamities that Kunti went through? No one's trying to burn us down. No one's trying to give us poison food, take our house away, take everything away, disrobe us. No one's trying to do that. This was also very real. They're not just stories. It's history. But if going through all this means seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so let us go through that again and again. But also, if we understand the whole story, the next verse after she says that, she says also that the one who possesses you is the one who is materially exhausted. Which means it doesn't attract us anymore. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, there's nothing in this material world that I want. Nothing. One time he was giving a lecture, he was sitting on the Vyasasan, and his disciples were sitting on the floor, and he said, you're so fortunate, I have to act like a materialist. The position. When he says there's nothing that I want in this material world, if we can one day utter the same words with the same 100% feeling, and Krishna takes us seriously, that would be so scary. It means he starts taking away from us. What is it? Also Prabhupada says when everything was failing in India, before he took sannyas, he was very scared. When he came across that verse, Krishna is taking everything away from me. It's a very scary situation, because we are used to results, we are used to control, and our control means we get results. But in devotional service, beyond the external results that I've become vegetarian, I eat prasadam, I wear devotional clothes, I associate with devotees, movies don't interest me anymore, eating outside doesn't interest me anymore. Beyond those things, it's hard to see the change in our own nature. Actually, there probably will be no change in our nature, because we are born, astrologically speaking, and the certain stars that has given us a certain nature. The only change that there will be is the acquiring of knowledge. Then the karma of the body will happen, but it doesn't affect me. That's what happens. It's a little like, sometimes we misunderstand that when I come to devotional service, my karma changes. It doesn't really change. I would die. It means the body is gone. Then it changes. The intensity will diminish. Like Prabhupada says, we come to Krishna, our karma was to chop off our hand, but because Krishna knows we need the hand in devotional service, we chop off, maybe the little finger goes. But the karma of cutting, chopping off, is still there. That we cannot change. It's like if I plant an apple tree in the courtyard of Krishna's temple, and I pray every day, please, please, give mangoes, give mangoes. It's not going to happen. It's still going to give apples. Salt will always be salty. Sugar will always be sweet. So, what we understand when we come to devotional service, when we start to progress, is when we start to become detached. It's one of the first realizations. I am not the body. It's happening to my body, but not to me. I am Sat Chit Ananda. I am eternal, I am full of bliss, and I am fully knowledgeable. but not through the body. If I try to identify all this through this body, this is where all the problems start. Problems come to the body, okay, fine, let it be. It's due to come anyway. Towards the end, before Prabhupada left, the devotees were begging him, please Prabhupada, stay, stay, stay. And so at one point, he hadn't been eating for weeks, right? We all know that. He became so thin. At one point he said, okay, bring prasadam. So a big, full, huge plate. He ate everything. If anybody has ever been sick, like personally one time I had a very bad infection, fever. And when you start to recover, you're hungry, but 2 tablespoons full is like you're so full. You cannot eat. It takes energy to eat. It's impossible to eat. Prabhupada had to eat 1 big full plate in that position. We know he's transcendental. But then he says, but what is the use? The body is broken. For us, a lot of times, in our immaturity, we expect that when Krishna hears us, he makes things right for us. So we would expect that Krishna repairs Prabhupada's body. But the body is going through a natural process established by the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. Why would he want to change that? And Prabhupada shows that also when he says the body is broken. And then another interesting thing is in TKG's diary, Prabhupada, because he was sick, he was drooling. And Tamakshi Maharaj came and said, Prabhupada, the devotees are saying that these are symptoms of your ecstasy. Because we've read also in Chaitanya Charitamrita how towards the end, in ecstasy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body becomes like a pumpkin, the limbs disappear, he drools. And Prabhupada said, oh, this is very dangerous. It's sahaja. So Prabhupada establishes the process of devotional service, also how the body is separate from that. Krishna consciousness is easy, this is what Prabhupada says. Very easy. It's a matter of chanting and being happy. But we also know, like Yamuna Devi told us once, he tricked us. It's not as easy. Because when we hear Prabhupada's lectures, he also says, very easy, but not cheap. We have to pay the price. And on our level, most of us, our level is still Vaidhisthanana Bhakti. And the work will be Anatta Niriti. From that platform, we worship the path of Raganuga Bhakti, hoping it comes to us one day. But we do not give up the rules and regulations of devotional service. Hare Krishna. So thank you very much. It's 10 minutes. If anybody, please share something, your realizations or questions. Or if I made some mistakes, correct me. Thank you. Yes, Prabhu?
Such a nice reality check. Then how we need to when we are doing a service or something, it should be like we have not done it, but in our mind if I'm doing any service, it's more or like I have done it, I want to show it to the seniors too that I have done it, so they not acknowledge me, I've done something. How to avoid that thing that okay, you know, it's not that because of recognition.
Yeah, it's recognition. It happens to all of us, Prabhu. There's a story of Narottam Das Thakur. I'm very bad with names, but I know the story, who wanted to get initiated from Lokanath and Lokanath Maharaj, and Lokanath Maharaj would go to pass stool in one particular place every day. Narottam Das Thakur wanted to be accepted as his disciple. So every day he would go and clean that place. when Lokanath Maharaj would not be there. And he never said. So Lokanath Maharaj was thinking, but who is cleaning this place like that so nicely every day? And nobody knew. So one time he hid himself, and then he saw Narottam Das Thakur doing that. So when we know, you see, when we come to devotional service too, it's a good idea to also know our acharyas. The guru is called transparent via media. If we understand these words, it means see-through. Vaya means a passageway that connects two points. Media is communication. So the guru is a see-through means of communication to all the acharyas up to Krishna. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, we associate with our acharyas by reading about them. When we read this, wouldn't that inspire us in our heart to want to be like this? That's the only way. I mean, what else? It's not that one day I will wake up, revelation will come to me, and I will suddenly start to act on that platform. I might, but maybe, probably not. It's conscious. We have the tendency to act on the sentimental platform. Wait for it to happen. It's not. That sentimental means we are hoping for sensation, which means it's based on the senses. Whether it's good or bad, it doesn't matter. That's not the best way. The best way is from the platform of knowledge. So we know that story. Every time, if I'm sincere, I pray to Krishna, please let me remember that. When we do something exceptional, we just keep quiet about it. Because we remember what Narottam Das Thakur used to do. It's simple. You know, we would prefer that there was a special yagya with a special mantra to make us come to that platform. Unfortunately, there's no shortcuts. There will never be shortcuts. Here, it's not something karma kanda that we're trying to get. We're trying to possess the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like in this verse, you know, all this section, Kapila Dev and Mother Devahuti. One who is trying to possess Vishnu. Do we even understand who that is? We don't know. We hardly know ourselves. What to speak of Krishna. So there are no shortcuts. We have to go through that. It seems to be, oh, so ordinary, boring. Does it really work? Depending on our sincerity, it will or will not work. I don't know if this applies to your question, does it? Somebody else. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you very much for a wonderful lecture, Madhavi. And you are very lucky to have this verse in Maitreya Mahaprabhu Mandir. This is most interesting, amazing. How lucky you are to give class on this verse. One of the very important verse, Prabhupada is explaining that Krishna, if you want to know, you have to learn from Gita. Anya Shantyato Mam, Yedana Paripaste, Jam Bhuktana, Yokimam Yam.
Yes.
And Bhaktiyama Vyanati. If you want to know Krishna, you have to do devotion. Thank you once again.
Thank you for the blessing that you just gave me. Thank you. Okay. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.